shrinking mountains and lakes. Was it slow?
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the world's most in-demand Christian speakers on apologetics. Well, Ken, I've heard of mountains rising but never shrinking. And how does this relate, anyway, to Genesis and creation?
In a recent edition of a world atlas I've seen, the highest mountains have had their heights revised downward from the previous edition. Some have been revised by as much as 3 to 30 feet. Of course, some of this is a result of more accurate measuring, while other changes have been caused by erosion and avalanches. Some of the world's largest lakes have also been shrinking, and at an incredible rate. For example, Israel's Dead Sea is 52 feet shallower than it was 30 years ago. Lake Chad, once the fourth largest lake in Africa, has shrunk by 95%. The maps of the coastline of Kazakhstan and Uzbekistan have had to be redrawn because of the shrinking of the Aral Sea. Such rapid changes might surprise many people who are used to thinking in terms of slow and gradual processes over millions of years. Actually, the erosional factors we see today are occurring much too rapidly to fit with the millions of years timetable needed for evolution. But you know what? They do fit within a biblical timescale of 6,000 years since creation and only 4,500 years since the flood.
Our fascinating free booklet on a young age for the earth will present more fascinating information on how science confirms biblical history. Our free booklet on a young earth is available at answersradio.com. Answersradio.com.